Chapter 3. The walk made the group very thirsty. They stopped now and again to drink water from their bottles. After a while, the students and their guides arrived at the excavation site.
"We are going to set up camp here," said Rashid.
In the shade, near some large rocks, the students put down their heavy rucksacks. They sat down to have another drink of water.
"We are going to dig over there," Rashid said,
as he pointed to some large rocks in the distance.
"That is the best place to dig."
"We'll dig for about an hour," said Professor Miller. "Then we will come back here, have some lunch, and put up our tents for the night."
"Can't we dig after lunch, too, and put the tents up later?" asked Androv, one of the other students.
"It gets very hot after midday, and then quickly very cold in the desert at night," said Rashid. "We must eat and be warm in our sleeping bags before it gets too cold to get a good night's sleep."
"When you're ready, we will leave our large rucksacks here," said Professor Miller. "We only need to take our backpacks and tools over to the rocks."
All the students stood up quickly. They were ready to explore. Rashid and Professor Miller led the way to the site of the dig, and the students followed them.
"We're going to dig together, in pairs," Professor Miller said. "Remember to wear your hats and watch out for the wildlife in the desert."
Next, they put down their bags and tools by the rocks.
"We'll meet back here at 12 p.m., he added. "Most bones or teeth that you find will be small. They will be near the surface of the sand. Leave any larger bones where they are. You can brush away the sand and take photos. We can always return to find them later and take a better look."
"How will we remember where we have found something if we walk away from it?" asked Androv.
"Each of you will be given a bag with 5 small coloured flags in it," said Professor Miller. "Leave a flag in the sand to mark any large fossils that you find. You may want to go back and see them again later. Put any interesting small fossils in your bag." Professor Miller gave the bags to the students. Ed and Dean walked off together. Liz and Androv went off to dig together, and the remaining students, Georgia and Bruno, picked up their tools and walked off into the hot sun to find somewhere to dig. Professor Miller and Rashid began their own dig, close to the rocks. Ed and Dean walked for 5 minutes and then put their bags down on the sand. They began to dig with their spades. Before long, they began to discover small pieces of bone and shark's teeth. They sat down on the sand and looked at the fossils they had found. They put some fossils in their bags, and then Dean looked at his watch. It was 11:45 a.m.
"It's 11:45. Let's have a drink and then go back to meet the others," he said.
"Have we really been digging for nearly an hour?" said Ed.
"Yes," said Dean. "Let's go back now. I'm really hot and need to sit in the shade to cool down."
Ed and Dean walked back to the rocks. The others were already there, chatting excitedly about what they had found. Professor Miller clapped his hands for attention.
"Time to get out of the sun and go back to camp. We can have lunch, put up our tents, build a fire, and look at what we found there."